I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading is taken from the book Radical Generosity by M.J. Ryan. There was a farmer who was the premier corn grower in his community. His corn was always sweeter and better than anyone else's, and it always won the blue ribbon at the county fair. At the end of the growing season, he would take his seed corn, the corn that would be sown the following spring, and gave a large portion of it to all the farmers in the area. "Why do you do that?" someone asked him. "Don't you want to keep the best corn for yourself?" "I do it for myself," replied the farmer. "My corn will be cross-pollinated by bees and wind from other fields, and if they gave inferior corn, mine will soon become inferior as well." That farmer really understood that the world is so interconnected that whatever we do for someone else, we're also doing it for ourselves. No action can be taken in isolation, because everything we do ripples out and has some kind of effect. Our scripture reading is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. "One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered." Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us to live a generous life. Amen.
So today is the first Sunday of Advent. And for our friends in the United States, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. At magpapasko na naman. And during these high holidays, usually dyan tayo mas receptive sa usapin at practice ng generosity. Parte ng kulturang pangpasko ng mga Pilipino, nating mga Pilipino, yung tinatawag nating aginaldo o pamamasko. Pero ang pagiging bukas palad ba at pagbibigay ay seasonal lamang? Tuwing Pasko lang ba ito? At ito rin ba ay limitado lamang patungkol sa pera o yaman? Our Advent Reflection Series will be guided by the book Radical Generosity by M.J. Ryan. And today we are reflecting on giving as living, pagbibigay bilang buhay. M.J. Ryan argues that life is synonymous with giving. Living is giving. There is no life that is not truly giving. The only difference is whether we are intentional and aware about the ways that we give, the ways that we share, to whom do we give, and what are we willing to give. To reflect on generosity, we have to start with those ideas that bring about the attitude of giving. Para pagsimulan natin ang reflection ng pagbibigay or generosity, kailangan natin unang talakayin o pag-isipan, pagmuni-munihan yung mga ideas, notions, perspectives, attitudes about giving, about generosity. In another book, If God is Love by by Philip Gully and James Mulholland. Sabi nila, beliefs matters. What we believe and how we think are the basis of our decisions, actions, and interactions in the world. To begin this series of generosity, let me propose, ako'y nagpropose ng six ideas, six important ideas about gratitude, many of which are based on M.J. Ryan's book of Radical Generosity. So number one, generosity teaches us about natural flow of life and blessing. Tinuturuan tayo ng generosity ng natural na pagdaloy ng buhay at pagpapala. Everything and everyone is a blessing. Life itself, buhay mismo ay isang blessing. Therefore, there is nothing and no one that you truly own. There is no reason not to pass on the blessing that we have received, even those that we feel that we have worked hard for, or even those things that we think we deserve. Tayo lamang ay alulod ng pagpapala ng Diyos. The nature of life itself, ang nature, ang fundamental truth or reality of life is that everything and everyone is dependent upon something or someone else to exist. Only a disease, particularly cancer or a virus, is the only thing, are the only things that takes and destroys without giving back anything that is useful. Although, of course, we can also argue that even disease is part of the bigger cycle and system of life on earth. The parable of the farmer told to us in the book of M.J. Ryan, which Stanley beautifully read to us, speaks the truth and the wisdom of the system of life and blessing in our world and perhaps the whole universe. Isang kwento pa ulit, no? Yung co-president ko yung co-president ko nung theater guild namin, theater organization namin nung college, si Camille, no? Cams ang name niya. Ako yung artistic director, siya yung administrative officer, and we were co-presidents of the theater organization. Artistang artlets. So si Cams once said, minsan niyang naikwento sa amin that she realized that when she tried to hold on tightly sa kanyang pera, iniiwasan niyang mag-spend ng pera as much as possible. Nagtitipid talaga ng todo kahit, you know, hindi naman niya talaga kailangan magtipid. The more that she noticed, the more that she did not receive any additional funds, either dun sa kanyang allowance or sa ibang mga rackets niya during college. Kasi rumaracket yan dati. No? I think even now, no? May mga rackets siya to have additional earnings. So sabi niya, napansin niya, habang lalo siyang hindi gumagastos at lalong iniipit yung pera, kahit wala naman talagang importanteng rason para sobrang magtipid, napapansin niya parang lalong walang dumarating sa kanya. Lalong walang nagfo-flow na additional funds sa kanya. And so, she decided then to loosen up a bit. Hindi naman totally, pero medyo mag-loosen up. And also to be generous, no? At napansin niya, unti-unting may mga bagong blessing, both financial and other non-financial blessings, ang nag-start na dumaloy sa kanya. At nakwento niya to sa amin ng wala lang, no? Normal na kwento-kwentuhan. At ang biroan pa nga, well, ang sabi niya pa nga is magsa-start na siyang manlibre ng kahit konti, no? Manlibre sa amin. And this is precisely what our second reading and even the story of the farmer from MJ Ryan, this is what our reading from Proverbs is actually telling us, no? Proverbs written thousands of years ago is reminding us or telling us, and I quote, I read again, "The one who gives freely yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he or she or they should give and only suffers want." Number two, gratitude and generosity teaches us to let go of control, of some control. No, at yan yung parte din yan ng kwento, yung kwento ko tungkol kay Camille, kay Cams. Kaya one of the things that is commonly said about generosity and gratitude, kahit na hindi in a religious sense, in the religious sense, gratitude and generosity is also about letting go. Letting go. Basically, yun yung nasa kwento. Yung sabi ko niya, nasa kwento ni Camille, no? Nag-start siyang mag-let go. And, you know, enjoy niya naman kahit konti yung kanyang allowance, yung kanyang mga kinikita sa kanyang mumunting mga racket-racket. And she learned to let go and allow life to flow and life and blessing to flow through her. And I've always said this in the past, isang metaphor, no, about the flow of blessing. Na ang pagdadamot at pag-hoard ng blessing ay parang tubig na iniipon mo ng iniipon sa isang drum, isang malaking drum, nag-iipon ka ng tubig, iniipon mo, tapos puno na siya. Hindi ka na makapagdagdag or ayaw mo nang magdagdag ng tubig kasi tatapon at nanghihinayang ka. At the same time, yung inipon mong tubig dun sa drum, tinakpan mo at never mo naman binawasan. Never mo binawasan. And at some point, yung nakatambak na tubig na yon, eventually, yun ay masisira, mabubulok. It, stagnant water actually spoils. It spoils. Nabubulok, nasisira, inaamag, nagkakaroon ng amoy. So, kung ang blessing ay para lamang sa'yo, hashtag feeling blessed, hashtag thank you Lord, at kung ang pagtingin mo sa blessing ay para lamang sa iyo at para lamang sa ang tingin mo ay ang blessing is only synonymous to luxurious living or luxury living, luxurious living only for yourself and your immediate family, your immediate loved ones, then it becomes stagnant. It becomes like a stagnant water that will eventually poison you, if not already. Number three, gratitude and generosity are always together. Palaging magkasama. Kaya hindi pwedeng hashtag thank you Lord na para lamang sa sarili mo. Hindi nahihiwalay. Hindi nahihiwalay ang gratitude at ang generosity. Ang tunay na mapagpasalamat na tao, ang taong may tunay na grateful life, ay isang tao at isang buhay na bukas puso at bukas palad. Sa lahat ng bagay, hindi lamang sa usapin ng pera o yaman. Kasi palaging, pag sinabi natin generosity, parang palaging pera lang, tungkol lang sa sa pera, sa usapin ng pera. Pero pag sinabi kasi natin generosity, holistic yan. It's, kaya nga, giving is living, pangkabuuan. Although, syempre, kasama yon, kasama yung pera, kasama yung yaman, material na yaman sa pagiging generous. Komporme sa hinihingi ng sitwasyon at pangangailangan. Gratitude and generosity goes together in a holistic way. Traditionally, sinasabi ito sa mga simbahan na pagbibigay ng time, talent, and treasure. Pero hindi lamang iyan. In a much bigger way, ang tunay na mapagpasalamat na buhay ay mapagbigay sa atensyon at sa presensya, sa pakikinig, sa pasensya, sa pinansyal at material, sa pagbibigay sa oras o panahon, sa pagbibigay ng pakikidamay, no, yung pakikiiyak at pakikidalamhati, sa pagkalinga at sa pag-aruga, sa pag-intindi at pang-unawa. At ang pinakamahirap na ibigay sa lahat, ang pagpapatawad. Yes. Yes, forgiveness is part of gratitude and generosity. Second to time and active presence, forgiveness is one of the most expensive and hardest to give. But a giving life, isang mapagbigay na buhay, is a forgiving life. It might take time, but a generous life, a giving life, is a forgiving life. That's why the word give is at the heart, the center of the word forgiveness. Maraming tao, ang daming tao, lalo na pag ayan, magpapasko o mag-New Year, maraming tao ang gustong maging mas grateful daw, no? At mag-start ng pagiging grateful, have an attitude of gratitude. Mas gusto, no? I want to be more grateful and thankful in my life. Then, sagot ko, be generous. Be generous. To be grateful is to be generous. To have a grateful mindset is also to have a generous mindset. You are encouraged to be grateful, and consequently, you are called, invited to be generous. To be generous in everything that you do, everywhere you are, and in every possible time and opportunity. A grateful life is a giving life. Number four, fourth perspective or attitude on generosity. And very important tong number four. Generosity includes you. Kasama ka, kabahagi ka. You cannot be generous to others if you are not generous to yourself. You cannot love others if you do not love yourself. You will only know how to love others if you also love yourself. You will only know how to be generous to others if you include yourself. True generosity is only possible with those who are joyful and generous to themselves. But lest I be mistaken, this is not about indulgence. This is not about hoarding for yourself. Okay? I'm just saying that you are part of the equation. You are part of the whole system of generosity. Kasi kung merong taong iniipit niya yung blessing para lamang sa sarili niya, meron din taong ayaw na ayaw tumanggap ng blessing o tulong o paggabay mula sa iba. Diba? Merong taong super duper self-independent. Ayaw na ayaw tatanggap ng blessing, tulong o gabay sa iba. At ang dahilan nila, usually, ang katwiran ay ayaw nilang mang-istorbo. Ayaw nilang mang-istorbo, ayaw nilang maging pabigat, maski sa sarili nilang pamilya. Kaya sinasarili na lang nila yung problema at yung mga problema nila at mga kalungkutan nila. In a way, tama naman yon. To a certain degree, tama yung mindset na magsumikap at tumayo sa sariling paa at maging self-sufficient. Nakakaganda at nakakadagdag din naman yan sa self-worth at sa dignity. No? Self-worth at dignity. Pero hindi sa paraan at sa sitwasyon na kahit kailangan muna ng tulong at pagkalinga mula sa iba, ay magmamatigas ka pa rin. Sasarilinin mo yung problema, yung kalungkutan, yung pighati. A generous Christian also needs the generosity of others. We need to practice asking for help in an appropriate way. Generosity must always include you. May kasabihan nga rin tayo mga Pilipino na masamang tumanggi sa biyaya. Kasi kanino ba galing ang lahat ng blessing, tulong o paggabay o pagkalinga na ino-offer ng ibang tao sa atin? Kanino ba galing ang lahat ng iyon? Kahit kapwa natin yung nag-o-offer, nagbibigay. Ultimately, sa Diyos naman galing ang lahat ng blessing, lahat ng tulong. At ginagamit lamang niya ang ating kapwa para iparana sa atin ang kanyang pagmamahal, presensya at pagpapala. Number 5. We must heal in order to give and to receive. Kailangan natin maghilom so that we can allow ourselves to receive and to give. Do you know why some people are madamot? Anong rason bakit madamot ang ibang tao? Madamot sa oras, sa pera, sa atensyon, at madamot sa pagmamahal. At yung iba naman, kung bakit ayaw tumanggap ng kahit anong tulong sa iba. May tatlong rason dyan. At well, minsan nga, yung madamot at yung ayaw tumanggap ng tulong is the same person. At ito nga, may tatlong rason kung bakit ganyan. Unang rason, nung panahon na sila ay hirap na hirap sa buhay, nung panahon na kayo ay hirap na hirap sa buhay, yung mga inaasahan ninyo or inaasahan ng taong yon ay at yung kanilang nilapitan ay hindi sila tinulungan. Baka nga pinagsalitaan pa ng hindi maganda. Nung panahon na sila ay hirap na hirap sa buhay, sila ay tinalikuran nung dapat na sana ay tutulong sa kanila. Therefore, some of them ay isinumpang hindi na aasa sa tulong ng iba. And consequently, dahil nagawa nilang tumayo sa sarili nilang paa ng walang tulong ng iba, which is actually not true. Dapat ganun din yung ibang tao na sa kanila naman ay humihingi ng tulong. Diba? So, dahil nagawa nila, sila, hindi rin sila willing tumulong na sa iba kasi nagawa ko nga sa sarili ko, ba't ako tutulong sa iba? Nung panahon ng ako yung nangangailangan, wala naman tumulong sa akin, nakatayo ko sa sarili kong paa. Diba? So, may ganon. Pangalawa, second reason. Second reason, meron rin naman mga madadamot dahil sila ay nasobrahan. Nasobrahan sa blessing. Ito yung mga spoiled brat. At may mga spoiled brat na lumaki, tumanda na lang nagkaedad na spoiled brat pa din. No? At ang kanilang attitude sa buhay is that everything is about them and for them. So, madamot sila. Or, yun nga, may mga nagbibigay pero may kapalit. May strings attached. Never silang nagbibigay nang wala silang makukuhang kapalit. Pangatlong rason, kung bakit may madamot, mayroong ayaw tumanggap ng blessing, etc. Pangatlong rason, may mga taong ang pagkatao ay, no, sa buhay nila, ibinigay na nila ang lahat-lahat para sa iba. Lahat na ng tao, tinulungan. Pero dumating yung puntong inabuso sila, inabuso yung kanilang pagtulong, inabuso yung kanilang kabutihan, kaya dumating sila sa puntong ayaw na nilang tumulong. Ayaw na nilang magbigay. Natuto na at natuto silang magdamot dahil sa karanasan nila ng pang-aabuso sa kabutihan nila. So, sino kayo sa tatlong ito? Sino ka sa tatlong ito, kapatid? To cultivate and to start being grateful and to start having a generous life, you must heal. Kailangan mong maghilom. Maghilom from your past wounds, hurts, traumas, or you need to grow up from being a spoiled brat. The world is not all about you, and everything is not for you, only for you. You must heal and remove whatever blockage or baggage that you have that restricts the flow of life and blessing in your life. Ask God's healing and allow others to help you heal. Learn to trust God again. Learn to trust the flow of life and blessing again. Learn to intelligently trust the generosity of other people. Pang-anim, last na. Number 6. Generosity with trust. Generosity without expectation. And number 6. Knowing the truth that life and blessing flows, expectation is replaced with trust. Napapalitan yung expectation ng pagtitiwala. Minsan din kasi may thinking ang ilan sa atin at napaka-pervasive nito. Meron pang mga malalaking charismatic groups or mega churches na kaya sila lumaki. One of the reasons why sila super lumaki, dumami, is because of what we call the prosperity gospel. Ang mensahe at ang paniniwala na pag tayo ay nagbigay, ibabalik ni Lord sa atin ng siksik, liglig, umaapaw. No? And I do not deny that there are Bible verses to support that kind of theology. No, God does make some promises written in the Bible or some assurance that generosity, compassion, and kindness is never forgotten. Pero ang tingin kong tamang or appropriate na attitude dyan ay kahit na may ipinangako pa ang Diyos, hindi natin dapat isipin or expect ang kapalit sa anumang ginawa natin o ibinigay natin na mabuti para sa ating kapwa. In both the Gospel of Luke chapter 6 and then the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, Jesus talks about the ultimate form of generosity. loving someone you consider as your enemy. Jesus says to pray for them and to do good to them. Jesus further speaks of giving without expecting anything in return. To lend someone, magpautang, magbigay to someone without expecting any repayment. And in another portion of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says that kung mag-iimbita ka ng sa isang party mo, gagawa ka ng isang party, mag-iimbita ka ng tao, ng mga taong hindi ka kayang imbitahin pabalik. Invite those who cannot invite you back. The poor, the lepers, the crippled, sabi ni Jesus. Walang ibang rason. There shouldn't be any reason or motivation para tumulong o magbigay other than tugunan yung paghihikahos ng iba nang walang hinihingi o inaasahang kapalit. May pangangailangan, tumugon, period. Ang kailangan lang ninyo ay magtiwala na hindi kayo iiwan ng Diyos sa panahon ng ligaya at higit sa lahat sa panahon ng kalungkutan, pighati o problema. You can trust that when you live your life with generosity, you are always part of the system and cycle of generosity. Sabi nga ni Bishop Ambo David ng Diocese of Caloocan, also talking about generosity in one of his homilies na napakinggan ko, huwag mong ipangutang, sa kanya to galing, no? I'm quoting him, huwag mong ipangutang sa Diyos ang iyong ginagawa o ibinibigay sa iyong kapwa. Do not hold God in debt. Well, ang maidadagdag ko naman dyan sa sinabi ni Bishop Ambo ng Diocese of Caloocan, kung ang blessing ay usapin ng utang o pangungutang o pagbabayad ng utang, sino ka? Sino ako? Sino tayo para singilin ang Diyos? Baka nga, or mag-expect sa Diyos, baka nga tayo, kung usapin niya ng utang, baka tayo, baka ikaw, ang merong pagkakautang sa Diyos na kailangang bayaran. At ang pagbabayad na yan ay never nating kayang bayaran at never matatapos sa pagbabayad. Who are we to expect ng siksik, liglig at umaapaw na ROI mula sa Diyos para sa mga bagay na ating ginagawa o ibinibigay sa ating kapwa? ROI, return of investment. Pero hindi naman nagpapa-5-6 ang Diyos at wala siyang lending company. Ang Diyos ay hindi nagpapautang o naniningil ng utang. Thank God. Si Bathala ay isang magulang na bukas palad, bukas pusong, nagbibigay at kumakalinga. And that you are called to do likewise. As each one of you, all of us, as each one of you, as you anticipate and prepare for Christmas, another Christmas in the year of another year of the global pandemic, and also preparing for the coming year of 2022, please reflect, magmuni-muni, on your attitude, about life, about gratitude, about generosity. Are you living a grateful life and a generous life? a truly grateful and generous life? Or are you living a life of scarcity, yung mentality of scarcity? Are you living a life of hoarding? Hashtag blessing akin lang. Living a life of fear, isolation, and selfishness. How can you let go some control that prevents you from being grateful and generous? How can you heal? Paano ka pwedeng maghilom from past hurts and experiences that prevents you from both living and giving? In summary ng lahat ng aking chinika, number one, generosity teaches all of us the natural system and flow of blessing in life. Number two, to be grateful and generous, you need to let go of some control. Number three, gratitude and generosity are inseparable, hindi maihiwalay. Number four, generosity includes you, should always include you. You are part of the cycle and system of life and the flow of blessing. Number five, heal in order for you to truly live and joyfully give. And lastly, do not expect, but rather trust. Huwag mag-expect, magtiwala. Giving is living. Only that which we have given is the only visa we will ever need when we finally live this life for the next. And it is the only wealth, ang natatanging yaman, that we can truly pass on in a world that is hungry for love, justice, and kindness. Let us give in order to truly live in the name of the one who gave all his life, who gave his life for all. Amen.